Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1501, air date October 26th, 2024.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ryan Shea. I am a leader in the Truth, Freedom, Health movement. Today, we are presenting a citizens discussion forum with our Truth, Freedom, Health warrior scholars from the great state of Pennsylvania. Welcome to Gerald, Brenda, Mike, and Ryan. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from amazing people who are regular, everyday working class people just like you. These are not elites, not celebrities. We're not doing any of that. We want to inspire the people with our bottoms up movement, with regular working class people from all over the world. So welcome, everybody. Glad you're here. Gerald, first off, tell us about yourself. Tell us about your journey, who you are, and where you're from.
Well, I'm currently living in Reading, Pennsylvania. I'm a retired school psychologist and psychotherapist. And that's basically it. Focus a lot of time now on truth, freedom, health.
Okay. Where are you from again? What city?
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Okay. It looks like you're in the middle of the state, huh?
I'm in the southeastern part of the state.
Okay.
Not too far from Philadelphia.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, Gerald, for the introduction and being one of our leaders in the movement. And are you originally, just real quickly, are you originally from Pennsylvania?
I was actually born in Charleston, West Virginia, and my dad was from Pennsylvania, and we moved up to Pennsylvania when I was six.
So you're like a regular Pennsylvania, 6 years old, you've been there a long time.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay. Thank you, Gerald. Thanks for being here. Brenda, same question. Tell us about your journey, who you are, and where you're from.
Hello, everyone. I am originally from New York, upstate New York. I've resided in York, Pennsylvania for approximately 27 years. I am a doctor of chiropractic, and I've been practicing, yes, in this area for about 27 years. And I love what I do. And I'm very grateful to be here in the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, so where exactly is York in Pennsylvania? I see it on the map there. It's hard for me to...
It's in the southern part of Pennsylvania. It's originally the first capital of the United States, actually. It was tailored after France in its structure, actually.
Oh, wow. Who would have known that? Thank you for bringing that up. That's interesting. Cool.
You're
thank
welcome,
you, Brenda.
Ryan.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Mike, next up. Can you tell us about your journey, who you are, and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm actually from Atlantic City, New Jersey, but resided out in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania since I was 18 years old. My journey growing up wasn't as fortunate as the world would think most American families are able to deal with. For me, July 4th made 9 years in recovery from drugs and alcohol, where I transitioned straight from a rehabilitation center to Community College of Philadelphia, where I graduated with an associate's degree and got a full scholarship to Chain University to study psychology, where I did just graduate. And now I start graduate school in January to become a therapist for children. The flip side of what's happening in the world not only needs balance, but needs Dr. Shiva. So I'm just fortunate to be here.
Awesome. Mike, thank you for your service and doing that and helping out kids. It's very noble of you to do that. Ryan, next up, tell us about your journey, who you are, and where you're from. Ryan, you need to unmute.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. I'm Ryan DiNicola. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I work at UPS unloading trucks on a late night shift. And I do odd jobs on the side. But pretty much, yeah, right outside of Pittsburgh is where I'm from. And I'm just happy that I found Dr. Shiva. It was about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I never heard of him before, and he was on a podcast. And ever since then, I researched everything about him and made sure, like, because so many people mislead people, all these other candidates. But I checked Dr. Shiva out for a whole week, looked at everything he had to say, and he was consistent, and I've been here ever since.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan. That's about what happened to me as well. It sounds similar to my experience. And as you guys who are listening can tell, we have chiropractor, school psychologist, child therapist, a UPS worker, and other side jobs. What we are, what we have in this movement, are everyday working people who are just out there doing the grind, trying to live life, trying to help others and raise their consciousness. So I appreciate you all for your service and in the world, you know, and what you guys have done. Next question back to you, Gerald. How did you come to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement? And why are you in this movement? So how did you come to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement? And why are you in this movement?
Well, I found Dr. Shiva by just doing a survey of who was running for president. My brother and I were talking about that, and I was curious as to who's running. Came across his name. I started to research him to find out about him, and I was amazed when I saw my first video of him. He was talking about the processes of transportation, conversion, and storage. Mm-hmm. And he was tying that into system science, and he related it to other things. And I thought, this is an extremely brilliant man. He's actually offering the world a way to be free and get rid of these power hierarchies, which we're currently under threat from. And I was just amazed. And at that point, I decided I wanted to take the Warrior Scholar program and learn as much as I can. And I think there's no other movement like this.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's no other movement where you can talk to the candidate every Thursday, as I'm sure many of you have been on the Thursday orientations. And what Gerald so well put, brought up, was the systems engineering approach. So everything that we talk about, all of these political systems are broken down in the systems engineering approach. And it's through the Warrior Scholar program that we take that Warrior Scholar program, and what we come to find is we can take the systems engineering approach to everything in politics and figure out who these not so obvious establishment people are that are very tricky and very deceiving, and how to figure them out like very quickly. And so thanks for bringing that up, Gerald. And thanks for being a Warrior Scholar. Brenda, next up, tell us, how did you come to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement? And why are you in this movement? I think you need to, there you go.
Yes, he doesn't want to be revealed because the feds went after him a couple of times, so he wants to remain anonymous. Anyway, he turned me on to Dr. Shiva, and Dr. Shiva had me, I was totally captivated by him when I had heard April 26, he had given Trump via Marla Maples and Tiffany, his daughter, the letter was April 26, 2020, and about helping everyone with their immune system in regards to taking quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D3 with K2, and zinc. And I was like, wow, this is totally what I'm all about, what I'm living for. So that's how I became entranced initially. And I started researching him. I did not miss one video during COVID. I was totally glom to everything he had to say. I did fall off a little bit there for a while because there was some things that were mentioned in regards to him that turned me off, but I got back on board. And I was just like, of course, it was disturbances, which I learned because I became a warrior scholar, took Foundations of Systems and have taught it as well. And it runs ingrained in my system. It's everything emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, mentally, and physically, and financially. It encompasses, my whole being. And I resonate very strongly with his philosophy on every level. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you, Brenda. Next up, Mike, tell us, how did you come to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and why are you in this movement?
As most things in this beautiful spiritual world, if you seek for him, you shall find him. And Dr. Shiva ran across my timeline as my algorithm was flowing its course. And I couldn't stop but to enjoy the level of courage this man has with his words and eliminating the middleman. And I found so much infatuation with me being at the bottom and going straight to the top by what this gentleman is teaching, by what this gentleman goes live and says and does every time he decides to go on social media, where I've been sold all my life. And with Dr. Shiva and what he's teaching, not only am I able to eliminate the middleman, but I'm able to go straight to the top, especially with a political system that is not doing anything in the gratitude that this man is doing it for, which I'm so honored to be able to learn Dr. Shiva, be able to understand Dr. Shiva. I took the Warrior Scholar curriculum as well. And every approach that I have with any individual in these streets is a meaningful approach, only because our moral compass is being compromised with the information that is being pushed to us on mainstream media, which Dr. Shiva is as cut to the point as anyone would want inside of a leader. And it just took me by storm to know that, you know, the system, the swarm, has done me wrong all my life, that now I'm able to have a chance with being free mentally, spiritually, and financially by having Dr. Shiva as a mentor, but ultimately having it as looking at him as a family member, because what he does for me, a lot of people, including my family, have never done. So he's opened my eyes to the deception, to the lies, to the foolishness that everyone is put in front of. So I'm just grateful to be able to have him in my vocabulary every day and be able to endorse Dr. Shiva. So thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, you brought up what I think is so important to always remember is that this is a bottoms-up movement, and through that movement is how we will conquer and take over the swarm and become the best people that we can be and raise our consciousness to a higher level. And it's, as we've mentioned, is through that Warrior Scholar program that so many of us have, raised ourselves to a better way of living. So thank you, Mike, for that testimony. And next up, Ryan. How did you come to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and why are you in this movement? And Ryan, you need to unmute. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, so I just signed up, for emails, of what's going on in the movement, and I connected with Gerald and we talked for a good bit, and we did a downtown Pittsburgh. We did a standout handing out flyers and just getting the word out. And like after that day, I was just so excited. It just feels like you're actually out doing something. You know, you're not just on social media. Like, we are just talking to real people. And a lot of people felt the same way we did. And so then I signed up for the Warrior Scholar course. And I go through it all the time because I, you know, when you do it once and you get it a little bit. But the more and more I go through it, I start to see it in my daily life. You know, just at work, you know, they try to separate the workers. And I can see the system that they have. It's pit the workers against each other. And it's all making sense now that I understand, you know, from the Warrior Scholar course. And I'm like, oh, I see what's going on here. So lately I just, anything I'm watching, any news or anything, I already know in my head. I'm like, this is what they're doing. You know, this is their plan. And so it really helps out a lot. And it's great to just go out, you know, handing out cards, collecting signatures, because you're really doing something besides, you know, talking on social media. And yeah, I'm just really happy that, and we connected with other people in the area, so I'm good friends with them now. And yeah, I just want to do as much as I can just to get the word out. So yeah, I really enjoy doing this.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan. And yeah, the other thing that comes to mind is the shatterthestorm.com, and that video can also be found on this QR code that's the back of our campaign card. Yep, Mike is holding it up there as well. And this is a 15-minute video of how the few control the many. And this 15-minute video, I think you could watch it every day for the rest of your life. And I think that I would pick up something new. I mean, I probably watched it about 20 times. And it's one of the things that I've done as well, is gone back through the Warrior Scholar program to keep learning. There's always something to learn and always something new to pick up. So, good points. All right. Next up, Gerald, what are you now doing in the Shiva for President bottoms up movement? And what are your accomplishments in the movement? And I think you are the, please bring up, I think you're the leader of Pennsylvania as well.
Yeah, I am indeed the leader of Pennsylvania. We're currently just trying to get as many cards out as we can. We just crossed 22,000 cards out since September 1st of this year. I'm hoping that we can surpass 30,000. We have, we get about 20,000, 25,000. Mike is showing such an awesome display of our cards. We did, with all the different activists, we have probably more than 40,000 cards circulating amongst the different volunteers. I've got 22,000 of them in people's hands, and we're hoping to get a lot more out. And we're very happy about that. We're happy about getting our electors settled and gathering signatures. And the Commonwealth did recognize us as having enough signatures, but they were fudging on our us getting Dr. Shiva on the ballot because of some procedural things. And I think the problems were on their end. We've accomplished a lot of things. I think we have a decent infrastructure that's required a lot of work by a lot of people. And, we're ready to just keep building and building in Pennsylvania.
Awesome, Gerald. How many electors did you guys need in Pennsylvania?
19.
19. Okay, cool. That's an amazing feat to be able to get those electors. And and you guys are a write-in in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Next up, Brenda, What are you doing now in the Shiva for President Bottoms Up movement? And what are your accomplishments in the movement?
My accomplishments, Ryan, so far is I passed out flyers initially, quite a few, exorbitant amount, in addition to getting signatures. I'm currently passing out cards pretty much daily for the most part, as much as possible in between work. And I've done numerous videos on Dr. Shiva. I'm a podcast person. I've done 300 podcasts on nutrition and fitness, and I've included podcasts on Dr. Shiva. I actually did one with Gerald as well about where he came from, about the movement and all the particulars and the involvement and what he has done before globally. This is a global movement, and I emphasize that in a video. We did a half hour video on that, Gerald, myself, and another elector at my office. And I bring up Dr. Shiva during my podcast as well. I'm also active on Facebook. I try to go to most of his videos when I'm able and comment on those as well. I feel I want to just bring out, like, whenever I am participating in anything for Dr. Shiva, I always have a feeling of exuberance, elation, an accomplishment once I've passed out, like, you know, I think one day I passed 400 or 500 cards out. That's been my high, you know, zenith of amount of cards I've passed out. But you always have such a exhilarated sense of, like, a strong commitment, and it's a very visceral commitment from the heart. And I feel very privileged and honored to be able to be a participant in this brilliant gentleman. It's very spiritual too. I connect with him on a spiritual level. I've had many spiritual experiences in my life. I've documented them. I have had prophetic experiences. And when he had said, his mother said, you know, about the slaves on the plantation, don't you stop until you free the slaves on the plantation. And he said he gets those spiritual type of visitations, and I can identify with that because I've had similar things. We won't talk about that, but I connect with him on a visceral level as well, which gives me the impetus to work harder and stronger for him on a daily basis. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Brenda. How many signatures did you guys get in Pennsylvania?
We're required to get 5,000, and we were acknowledged by the Commonwealth as meeting that standard.
Awesome. So you guys got 5,000 signatures plus. That's amazing. Great accomplishment that you guys achieved that. So congratulations. Mike, next up, what are you doing in the Shiva for President Bottoms Up movement, and what are your accomplishments in the movement?
Hey, I enjoy making every interaction meaningful with everybody that I encounter, family members, friends, my softball community. To know that this Shatter the Swarm flyer is the most greatest flyer I've ever witnessed to see. This here puts it all together, how Dr. Shiva explains how the swarm is a group of individuals. This here is our life expectancy on a decline. And this man has a town hall meeting on Zoom where you can meet Dr. Shiva. No political candidate is doing that. To have the tools to finally find purpose in a political spectrum that's so confusing. I wasn't political. I got sober and went to the Community College of Philadelphia, where I was kind of forced to vote for an individual I knew nothing about. And I voted for Biden last term, and comes to find out all of them are the same, only because our life expectancy is on a decline. Wages, minimum wage is flat, taxes and prices go up. So as I constantly tell individuals on a daily basis, that left and right is only designed to separate us at the bottom. But once that only happens when you're separated from yourself. And Dr. Shiva's science, Dr. Shiva, I look up to this gentleman. Everyone knows about him, but it's still up to these individuals to do a little work, which being a volunteer in his campaign, I managed to pass out close to 11,000 cards and doing it while roller skating in Walmart's parking lot, enjoying the atmosphere, but ultimately rebuttaling and encouraging people to look Dr. Shiva up. It's not about him being a third party, or as I would be told, wasting my vote. It's about what this man is doing. He's uniting taxpayers, not just in this country, but everyday working people around the world, which there's no other movement that's bottoms up, which everything is top down. And that never seemed to work for me. Capitalism is what it is, but I've had a hard upbringing coming up in my life, which I never had family, and a small family I did have wasn't family. And being addicted to drugs and alcohol and getting sober 9 years ago and finding education right out of a drug rehab, it taught me to replace what was missing in my life. And to have family now, who's not my biological family, and Dr. Shiva being one of them, I am so honored to have a scientific approach to what is happening in the reality of so many Americans every day, that so many people get tired of me talking about them. And I say, when you want to do some work and you want to change, the whole world is waiting for you. And unfortunately, so many people want things done for them, which our government is promising. However, they don't never deliver. So Dr. Shiva, again, is the only individual that I can volunteer for and enjoy volunteering. But also trying to build this movement, it takes everyday working people like us to understand that all of these systems are designed to separate us from ourselves. And as long as we separate it from ourselves, we'll never unite and come together and go against the small group of people who control it all. So again, if you guys are interested in a different perspective besides left and right, I'm a leader in the movement, which I want to expand. I want this to grow, but past November 5th, because what Dr. Shiva's doing is teaching you to raise your consciousness about the deception that is designed to unalive all of us. So if you guys are really serious about this revolution and this change, bottoms up, Dr. Shiva is my president, whether he wins November 5th or not. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. And you brought up good points about the cost of living going up and lifespan going down. That doesn't sound like a good formula to be a part of. And the other important point that you mentioned that's on the front of these cards is save yourself. No one's going to come to save you. We've got to do it ourselves. We've got to go out and do the work. No one else is going to pass out these cards. We've got to go out. We've got to take the actions. We have to step up. So next up, Ryan, what are you doing in the Shiva for President movement? And what are your accomplishments in the movement?
So first thing I did was took the flyers. I made double, like 2-page flyers and cut them in half, because I work in a part, like I feel in a print shop. So I redesigned them a little bit to make them half page, so they're like, they were easier to get out. And I printed thousands of them out and passed them out to all of us who are in the area. So I started with that. And then I worked with a video team for a little while, but I just didn't have a lot of time. But I've put some videos out and some designs to post on Twitter, you know, instead of typing everything out. It's just, you know, bringing people to the town halls. Another thing I tell people about the town halls, just, you don't have to just do one, because I go every week, and you're going to learn something new every week. It's not like it's a one-time thing, because you there's so much information in every one of his town halls. But then after that, we moved into the collecting signatures, and that was my weak point, because I'm not good speaking to people outside, and you know, so I figured get a little bit better at that. So I just went all of my local places, and we were all collecting signatures, and I got maybe about 300-400 signatures. And that's a big deal, you know, to get that many, you know, because I work so much. I'm constantly working. And so I felt like that was a really big accomplishment for me. And then we moved on to the cards. So I'm over 2,000 cards I have out. And I put them everywhere, and I come up with different things, like when they threw the rocks in the bags and threw them in the driveways and things like that. But I have the cards everywhere. My hub where I work at UPS, there's thousands of people. I get their cards there. Every different shift, I get all their cards. They're all over my building. And somebody else there is doing it too. I wish I knew who it was, you know, because I connect to them. But yeah, so my main focus right now is, I think I got about 3,000 more cards. And that's my goal before, you know, in the next week, I'm going to hit all the different spots that I haven't. Hospital parking lots, big hospital parking lots, get all those, we did a mall the other day. We got 400 out in the local mall. I have two malls, two hospital parking lots. And I think, and I always hit my workplace up, you know, and I pass them out to everyone. I tape them up on the trucks. I put them all over the building, and I just see them everywhere. So yeah, my goal is to just get as many of these cards out, because someone's going to pick it up and look at it. You know, if someone throws it away, drops it on the floor, they're there. You know, someone's going to look at it and get curious. So I think the cards are the biggest issue right now that I want to get the rest of mine out, and I'll feel like I accomplished exactly what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Awesome, Ryan. Thanks for being of service and getting the signatures and getting the cards out. And in the state of Pennsylvania, write in Dr. Shiva Iadori. It's up on the screen. It's just look at it, write it down, and write it in. And for other people around the country, reach out to us. We have a leader in your state. We can tell you if you're a write-in, if you're on the ballot. Probably pretty easy to look it up at this point. But write in Dr. Shiva in the state of Pennsylvania. Thank you, Gerald. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Ryan, for being leaders in this movement and stepping up and being an example of faith without works is dead and taking action. So, you guys are doing the deal. So again, thanks everyone for supporting ShivaForPresident.com. Reminders here. Number one thing to do, go to ShatterTheSwarm.com. It's a 15-minute video of how the few control the many, how the few control 8 billion of us. How do they do that? Shouldn't be letting that happen. ShatterTheSwarm.com. Second thing, sign up for the free Get Off the Plantation course. This is 20 videos to raise your consciousness and get off the plantation. Everyone here has watched at least one of those videos, and it was normally one of those videos that brought us in. And you can take that free course and watch them over and over and over again. Take the Warrior Scholar Program. You've heard it mentioned several times on here that the leaders are going through this Warrior Program to understand the systems engineering approach. That if you want, go pay $25,000 to MIT, or you can get it here for $100. So learn how to be a system scientist. And it's right here, easy for us to access. Every Thursday, which was mentioned about the town hall and the orientation, which is at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday, Dr. Shiva is there. If you're new, if this would be your first time, you get to introduce yourself. You get to ask Dr. Shiva any questions. You get to meet him. It's not going to happen with any other presidential candidate. You're not going to be able to meet and ask any of these candidates questions because it's all staged, except we're not here. We're everyday working class, regular people, as you've heard every single one of these people share with you tonight. And this is where you get to meet these other great leaders. I've seen all of these guys on the Thursday night orientation, and you get to meet all of us. Finally, go to vashiva.com/cards. This is where you can access every single one of the cards in every single language. If you're viewing from Japan, if you're viewing from Russia, if you're in China, if you're in Czechoslovakia, Netherlands, England, we definitely have a card in England. All of the different languages are right here at vashiva.com/cards. And then finally, go to shivaforpresident.com. And this is where you can find all the downloads, the cards that you saw us holding up. You can go on there, download the cards, and print them off yourself. Or for $175, you can go there and get 10,000 of these cards. It's like a penny a card. So go on there, get as many cards as you can, and pass them out. We have 10 more days. And get out, get involved, get involved, get involved. Take action. Sitting around on your butt ain't going to do anything. Get out and get involved. Reach out and appreciate all you guys for being here. Thank you again. Be the light. Have a good night.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Hand out cards. It's fun, and it's a good workout too. You could walk.
It's the only way. I use my microphone, whether they want to hear it or not. Shiva for President 2024, and just got to get involved, man. And it's really cool to still have someone who cares, who's someone who's not in it for whatever they're in it for. And Dr. Shiva is definitely the man, y'all.
Thanks. He's already winning. He's already winning.
Yep.
He's already a winner. 100%.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Good
to meet you guys.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT. Revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not so obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for President of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat.
You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.